Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's a podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. On this edition of the Pawcast, we'll talk to Captain Mike Dittmer, who recently became the commander of animal control. With puppy season just around the corner, we'll also share some tips you'll want to hear if you're thinking about adding a puppy or young dog to your family. Plus, we'll tell you about Octavia, our featured pet of the week. So first of all, Captain Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Animal control, what made you want to come to the Animal Control Division?
Well, when the chief told me I was coming to the Animal Control Division, I was very excited because of the challenges
right.
it represented.
Yeah.
I've been in law enforcement for 27 years, but I've never really dealt with the animal side of the police department. So this is all new to me, so I'm very excited about the challenges.
Right. And when the chief says something, you say, yes, sir. And you
absolutely.
What part of the police department, what kind of work have you been doing prior to coming to animal control?
Well, I've been to numerous different assignments, but my most recent assignment was serving as the chief's aide, as the commander of the chief's office of research and support.
Okay.
That's an administrative position in headquarters, and I served there for about 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So new to animal control so far, what's like been the most challenging part of the job?
The new laws, all the laws dealing with animals and
what
people can and can't do, because I haven't been involved in that stuff before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the challenging part is learning the new aspect of animal
laws.
Interesting.
Well, a good staff over there, too, that knows everything.
Absolutely. They've been helping me out a lot.
All right. So new at with animal control, how about coming to work at the animal shelter? Is there a favorite part of that? Coming to the new
building?
Absolutely. I came towards the end of construction, so that made it a wonderful opportunity instead of having to go through the construction.
Yeah.
But at the animal shelter, there's wonderful people working there, and then, of course, the animals.
Yeah, cool. Interesting you mentioned the animals. Of course, that's what it's about. Put you on the spot. You have pets of your own. You're an animal guy, a dog guy, cat guy.
Yes, I'm a dog guy.
Okay.
And we have two dogs at home, two beagles,
cool.
Bagel and Cece.
Okay.
So we enjoy those, and the kids enjoy the animals a lot.
I used to have a border collie beagle mix, and I didn't get the full beagle
Right.
kind of thing, but still got a little bit
We've
of it.
We've definitely got that going on.
How about some specifics of animal control? Like how many officers are there in Fairfax County? Can you give me some details?
Sure. We have 30 animal control officers, including the supervisors, and they patrol the entire county. And what they do is they enforce animal laws for the county and for the state, and they also deal a lot with wildlife issues. A good example of a case we recently had is a squirrel came down the chimney and was loose in somebody's house.
Oh, my gosh.
So my animal control officers had to go in there, capture the squirrel, and then release it back into the wild.
Okay.
So that was a neat case.
So I imagine you're hearing all kind of stories now that you're involved with.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time on the podcast to go too in-depth and detailed and all that kind of stuff, but just a great introduction to you. Anything else maybe I didn't ask you or anything else you just kind of like to throw out before we move on to some other
I would only
here?
Add that I'm very excited to be here. I've got a lot of good things planned in the future,
right.
and I look forward to talking more about it.
And if I can jump in, one of my favorite things about Captain Dittmer is that we often find him, taking a break and visiting with some of the animals, and that's great to see. He obviously really likes being around the animals.
Right, cool. Well, you got to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to having you back on a future edition of the Pawcast.
Sure.
You can give us some updates about maybe some goals or things you want to get accomplished and how they're going and that kind of thing. So.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here with us. We mentioned that we're going to be talking about adopter tips for puppies. Kristen, as folks look to add a new puppy or young dog to their family, are there more specific tips for young animals, puppies, than there are others?
There sure are. We've been adopting out a lot of puppies lately. And whenever we adopt out a puppy, we do spend some extra time counseling the adopter because puppies are undeniably adorable.
Right.
It's hard to look at one without wanting to take it home, but many people don't realize the level of commitment a puppy requires.
Mm.
It's similar to adding a baby to your family.
Mm. And I'm assuming that the reference to a baby, young puppy, they can't be left alone or left at home like maybe all day like an adult dog could, that type of thing.
Yes, so many families in Fairfax County are busy, busy lives. They work jobs. They're not home all the time, and that can make having a puppy really challenging. Puppies at 8 weeks really shouldn't be left home more than about 2 hours, and that increases. We say that for every month of a puppy's life, so if it's a three-month-old puppy, it can be left alone for 3 hours. If it's a four-month-old puppy, it can be left alone for 4 hours. That's not a very long time.
Right. Well, that's good. It's easy math. At least it's not age times something or divided by something. It's pretty easy. You know, 1 month is 1 hour. So.
Correct.
How about the spay and neutering issue? I mean, how are there age requirements there for young puppies?
Yes. Yeah, so we start adopting out puppies at about 8 weeks of age. Ideally, they would be left with their mom and their siblings until about 9 or 10 weeks. That's not always a possibility for puppies. So we adopt them out at about 8 weeks, and they can be spayed or neutered at that time. They should definitely be spayed or neutered by about 4 months, which is when many of them can begin to reproduce.
Mm-hmm. What about maybe the difference in like behaviors, I guess, with puppyhood versus an older dog? Are there some behavior issues that are associated with puppies that folks need to be aware of?
There are a lot of issues that may be deal breakers for families. Destructive chewing. Puppies, they lose their baby teeth and grow their adult teeth between 2 and 4 months. And that can be a really hard time for families. They will chew furniture, chew basically everything in your house that isn't a dog toy. and they also can be really mouthy of people. So for small children, puppy teeth are extremely sharp and they can break skin easily. And so we often have families with small children. They brought home the puppy. They didn't realize the intensity of the teething, jumping behavior, which is related to the puppy actually being in a lot of discomfort as it loses its teeth and grows in the adult teeth. And that behavior tends to taper off between 4 and 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Two-part question. Advantages then, obviously, for the adopter, the family, should they wait if they're having these situations, so that should they wait till that 4 to 6 month period? And then I guess from the animal, the puppy standpoint, is it better to wait for the animal? In other words, if someone doesn't adopt the puppy and they go through the teething and that kind of process, is it better for the – I guess what I'm trying to ask, is it better for the puppy to go ahead and get adopted very early or wait till he gets up past that point?
Right. Well, for some people should adopt 8-week-old puppies, people who do have the ability to be with the puppy as much as needed, to invest in training. Puppies should be trained from the first day they're brought home, and most of us need help with that. I just brought home my first puppy. I've had dogs my whole life. I had never had a puppy, and I was – amazed at how challenging having a puppy is and how much work and training needs to go into that. Mm-hmm. And so if you are considering getting a young puppy, think about the kids that you have at home. Can they tolerate some of that jumpy, mouthy behavior, destructive behavior? Mm-hmm. Think about your furniture and, you know, will you be able to protect the things that are important from you, for the things that are important to you from the puppy destroying it? And also just is a puppy really the best fit for your family? If you are a person with a busy lifestyle or has a big family already and a lot of commitments, maybe an older pet is the better choice for you. We more and more see families coming in and adopting animals that are anywhere from 5 to 10 years old. And they're making that decision because they want a pet that's going to fit right into their life. It's already house trained. It's not destructive. It knows how to live in a home. That can be a better choice for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true. You mentioned training, and then you mentioned the house broke. Going back to the puppies, is there like a rule of thumb? I mean, how long does it take to potty train a puppy?
It depends on how strict you are. Those people, I admire them greatly, who can be really strict and careful about crate training. Mm-hmm. They can potty train their puppy in just a couple of weeks. People who are like me, who are like, I don't want to put you in that terrible crate, maybe misguided, but we're going to have a harder time crate training our puppy. Right. So, it can take a number of months.
Mm-hmm. And puppies and dogs are smart because, I mean, it didn't take maybe a week for my dogs who are crated during the day. I would say, go to your crate, and poof, there they go. I mean, it's amazing how smart puppies and dogs are. I'm a dog guy, Captain Mike.
Do you want to come over and work with
them? No. I've been through it several times. So. close on time as we always are. Parting words of advice, guidance, anything for adopters to think about with puppies?
Yes, when you are overcome by the cuteness of a puppy, think about whether or not you can really make that commitment. And if you are a person, busy working person who is not home all the time, can you get a dog walker, pet sitter, doggy daycare? Is that something that is a possibility for you? And if not, consider an older pet.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of the pets we have, we're getting to our featured pet segment, which we've had great success in getting adopted out. So this week we have a pet named Octavia. What's the deal there?
Oh, Octavia. Octavia is a 3-year-old cat who came to us horribly matted. Not the most attractive cat in the world anyway. She was kind of covered in this long matted fur. Mm-hmm. So that forced us to shave her, except for her little feet and the poof at her end of her tail and her head. She's totally shaved, which makes her look quite silly.
All right.
She is one of the friendliest cats I've ever met. She loves people, and she's like ready to be cuddled by anyone. Very playful, great. So you'd think, okay, kind of cute, easy to adopt. She also has another strike against her. She is an FIV positive cat. And FIV is a lifelong illness that will affect her, but kept on the correct diet, she should live a long, healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get her a little bit of extra attention because some people hear the words FIV and they think, you know, it's a terrible disease. And but she actually, with our modern medicine, she actually has a good shot at having a really great, healthy life. And she probably needs to go to a home without other cats because FIV can be spread by a bite between cats.
Okay.
So people usually don't want to take that risk. So we want her to go to a only cat home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I've got to ask, put you on the spot, George Clooney. What's the follow-up there?
Oh, George Clooney's still there. I don't know how because he's impossibly handsome. And he is still at the shelter waiting, looking great as usual. He's our pit bull dog that we talked about last week. He's a gray and white dog, and we're hoping this is his week.
Okay. Well, folks, you're listening out there. Until George Clooney, surprisingly, our featured pets have just been flying out the door, for lack of a better phrase. So maybe a 2-for-1 special this week. Get George Clooney and Octavia.
The extra mention will help.
There
I'm
you
sure.
go. All right. Final thoughts, Kristen or Captain Mike Dittmer, about animal control, animal shelter, anything before we head out?
We are all ready for spring.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Quick update on the progress of the building and where we're at.
Well, we're really done. It's just minor details being sorted out at this time. We're expecting in the next 30 days to be able to occupy the new part of the building.
Yeah, awesome. And we'll keep everybody informed here on the podcast about any special events or anything going on. And thanks again to Captain Mike Dittmer, the commander of Animal Control, for being with us as a special guest on the podcast this time. That is going to do it for this edition of the Animal Shelter Pawcast. Thanks for listening. And remember, the next time that you need a dog, cat, rabbit, a guinea pig, or other small pet, please come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter because your new best friend is waiting for you there. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered. To see the latest shelter news and events, find us on Facebook and Instagram.
And also view Channel 16, the government television channel, for the Animal Shelters program, Tips and Tales, and you can see more cute pets there. The Animal Shelter podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening.